It's Central Time. I'm Veronica Ricker.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up on Central Time, Milwaukee has some of the most expensive health insurance costs compared with cities around the country. We'll try to figure out why that is.
First, we're looking at some news just out about the University of Wisconsin system.
Yesterday, Governor Walker acknowledged that he is considering giving more autonomy to the UW system, but he said details won't come out until his budget address on February 3rd.
Reporter Dan Simmons has been covering the story for the Wisconsin State Journal since it broke over the weekend. Dan, welcome to Central Time.
Hello. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Well, Governor Walker considering granting more autonomy to the UW system. What would autonomy look like for the UW system in this case?
It's unclear the specifics. Some people have suggested that the system would decouple from the state and be operated under what's called a public authority model, similar to how UW hospitals are operated. It would get a lot more autonomy in how it hires and fires people, and how it builds does capital infrastructure and other measures. So that would be sort of the more severe route. Otherwise, the system would stay under stay as part of the state and be governed as it is now, but gain some exemptions from state laws in things like how they buy things and how they build things.
Now, you mentioned the term public authority system, which is one option that's on the table as to how this could unfold. What is a public authority system, and how does it function?
It's a public-private hybrid. The entity, in this case UW system, would be run by a similar kind of a board of directors, similar to how a corporation is run, who would have authority over things like, it's been rumored that it would have authority over setting tuition, which is currently done by the regents at the direction of the legislature.
Now, having more autonomy is something the UW system has lobbied for a long time. What do they see as the possible benefits from this?
Being freed from what they see as somewhat restrictive state policies when it comes to things like, as I've mentioned, not hiring people and setting salaries and setting tuition and buildings. The universities have for a long time argued that academic enterprises are a different animal than most state agencies, and that they need, in some areas, to be able to operate in a way that's consistent with other universities across the country who they're competing against.
Well, one possible trade-off for this autonomy could be reduced state funding. Do we know what kind of reduction we're talking about?
We don't. Those details will come out in the budget if indeed this survives and Governor Walker includes it in his budget. It still remains to be seen.
Well, not everyone is on board with this. One concern that I've seen is how to control student costs. What is the worry there?
The worry is that the legislature would no longer have any say in tuition costs, and there would be no regulating how much universities could increase tuition year to year, and thus they could students would have less of a safeguard against very large year to year tuition hikes.
And one option that keeps coming up, at least it's been a big thing in the past, was the idea of splitting UW-Madison from the rest of the UW system. And this is something that Governor Walker was an advocate of, and this was proposed in 2011. The measure died after a huge outcry from UW system figures. Is that still on the table somehow with this new proposal?
That appears not to be. It appears to be different this time around, just from the rumblings we're hearing, in that this would be a system-wide break from the state, and that UW-Madison themselves, they've said they don't support a similar split as was proposed in 2011. And UW system president Ray Cross said yesterday that he is quite opposed to that as well.
So that's something that's still on people's minds, you know, even 3-4 years later.
Yeah, that's the model everyone is used to, and is sort of fitting this proposal into, but it's actually a different model this time around.
This time around, given this potential decoupling of the university system from some oversight from the legislature, from the state, what kind of support does it have in the legislature?
Not much, from what I can glean. You know, it was the proposal in 2011 to split UW-Madison pretty much went down in flames, as you mentioned. And it's obviously this is in the broad outlines, it's different than that proposal. It's hard to see how in the intervening 4 years much has changed about how the legislature will view this, but we'll see.
Now, Ray Cross has asked the Walker administration for $95 million in the next 2-year budget. How likely is that figure when we look at what the UW system might get?
Early indication, it appears quite unlikely that that any agency will get that big of a boost in funding. The state is trying to dig out of a $2.2 billion budget hole, and Governor Walker has indicated that no one's going to be getting much of an increase. The co-chairman of the Joint Finance Committee earlier called that UW request a tough sell.
And as far as this proposal, again, of splitting, decoupling the university system from the state, what sort of response has it gotten at the university system?
Not much. No one's talking about it too much because, again, just out of respect to the governor's process in forming a budget. The university's clearly and for a long time have wanted additional autonomy and flexibilities. The extent to which they get that and the details of that will determine their level of support.
Dan, thanks a lot for joining us.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. That was Dan Simmons, reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He was with us to talk about news that Governor Walker is considering giving more autonomy to the University of Wisconsin system.